Coast Guard commercial fishing vessel examiners were in Petersburg this month offering free dockside exams for boats getting ready to go out in a variety of fisheries this month and next. The examiners held a question and answer session to brief fishermen on new requirements and spent a good part of their time answering questions about the new life raft requirement for smaller fishing boats. Starting February 26, boats under 36 feet will be required to carry an inflatable life raft to go more than 3 miles offshore. Most fishing boats in the region, even the smaller ones, usually run more than 3 miles off the coast of Southeast Alaska's islands, even if they're staying on the inside waters. Jim Paul, the Coast Guard's fishing vessel examiner in Ketchikan, thought the change was going to impact Alaska's fishing fleet more than anywhere else in the U.S.
Because most of the other ones, when they go more than 3 miles,
they go more than 12.
They ride straight out. They're right into
their
ocean.
Coastal pack.
So they already got to have these rafts. We've got lots and lots of buoyant apparatuses that the rest of the United States isn't fooling around with.
Paul thought a good portion of the troll fleet could be impacted by the new requirement. That's potentially hundreds of permit holders who are out fishing now for winter king salmon and will need to have a life raft on board before the end of the month.
What's the cheapest raft you can buy?
That's a good question. I don't know. The price is, you have to shop because of brands, but there's two styles. Everybody thinks you have to have a hard canister raft. You don't. An inflatable buoyant apparatus or a coastal raft can be readily accessible, and they got them in what they look at. It looks like a red duffel bag. It's called a valise pack. So you can carry it, just put it in there. For your smaller boats, you'll throw it in like with your immersion suits, and that could be it.
Can be stored inside the boat.
So it doesn't have to be a hard, and those are cheaper for one, you don't have any equipment in them.
Fishermen and the examiners agreed that a new inflatable buoyant apparatus, which is the name for the basic inflatable life raft, could cost around $1,700 to $2,000. After the first 2 years, those rafts have to be returned to the manufacturer, tested, and repacked, and that's an additional annual cost. Fishermen were concerned with the lag time for ordering the new survival equipment and thought they wouldn't be able to get life rafts soon enough for the February 26 deadline. Paul thought there could be a way around that.
And there may be a way. We'd just write you you give us proof that you ordered it, and we can probably give you a letter saying, based on supply and demand, you get a 60-day stay.
Smaller boats that don't have the required raft after the 26th could be sent home from the fishing grounds with a fine to pay. Here's Steve Ramp, the vessel examiner in Sitka.
And fines for commercial vessels are steep. I dealt with a customer in Sitka last week. He had an $8,000 potential civil penalty on his letter for lack of a survival suit. I've never seen one for under $2,500. It's not like mom and pop in the whaler out jigging up a halibut and leaving, forgetting one life jacket, and they get a $25 ticket. Commercial mariners are treated more severely.
The examiner said the most common trip termination they see is for vessels that don't have a life raft or enough survival suits. Fishermen can have the fine waived after a violation by getting a dockside exam with the proper equipment. Fisherman Eric Grunberg questioned the additional yearly cost that comes with having a raft.
I've always had a life raft. I always have one. That makes sense to me. Why, when you buy a new life raft, is it 2 years, and we have to repack them every year? I mean, like, why can't we saran wrap them and make it 5 years? Why can't we make them waterproof? Why do the ex-Coast Guard guys have to make money off us repacking rafts every year?
Grunberg said former Coast Guardsmen work for the companies that make and pack the survival gear, and he joked about starting up that industry in Southeast Alaska. Examiner Steve Ramp said it came down to the law.
The law reads that you have to maintain your flares, or you have to maintain your life raft in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions. The Coast Guard doesn't say you have to send your raft in after 2 years and then every year. The raft manufacturer says, and the law says you have to do what the manufacturer says. So it's not the Coast Guard driving that train.
Boats larger than 36 feet are already required to carry a type of larger inflatable life ring. That will have to be upgraded to a raft, but not until later this year. Also in the past, the Coast Guard in Juneau has issued an exemption letter for boats that have carried a skiff or inflatable Zodiac instead of a Coast Guard-approved inflatable life raft. That won't be an option for boats going offshore later this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.